Hello, everyone. In this recording, I'm going to go over my audio setup. So over the weekend, I received my Behringer Podcast Studio. It's a podcasting kit, for starters, that comes with a mixer, a pair of cheap headphones, which I'm using right now because my Skull Candy won't plug into it since the headphones use quarter inch. A mixer, which is right here. A audio interface, which is stupidly taped to the cabinet next to me with double-sided tape, which is probably, again, not the best way to do it, but why not? Then I have... Yeah, and that's it, besides a microphone. So it comes with... Again, I'm going to recap because I screwed up. Mixer, audio interface, microphone with stand and clip, and the headphones, and the necessary cabling that you need to get started here. So, the mixer, I'm going to describe it to you. I don't fully know what all the knobs do. This is a Zenix 502 mixer by Behringer. The mic is the XM8500. The mixer, or sorry, the audio interface, let me actually... unroot myself here so I can have a look at Amazon here. Can I have a look at my Amazon so I can actually have an idea on what I'm looking for here. Okay, so I'm going to type in that. And this is going to be Behringer Podcast Studio. I'm going to click on that link. I'm going to press... Okay. This is not what I want. Hold on. I'm going to click on the Behringer Podcast Studio. There we go. That's better. This is a relatively old system. So it comes with a Zenix 502 mixer, as I said. UCA 222, I believe. That's the audio interface. XM8500, which is a dynamic cardioid microphone. And the HPM 1000 headphones. They say professional, but it's really not.
HPM 1000 headphones provide everything you need for comfortable listening. The oval-shaped earcups. Contain high-resolution capsules and deliver every nuance of your sound. Feature in a single-sided. Core pad resist handling, another comfortable headband, and one-fourth adapter for one-fraction slash-eight connector. HPM 1000 phones are compatible with everything from your smartphone. They're missing control. Compose, record, mix, share. Column 3, heading level 4, compose, record, mix, share.
So obviously it's bullshit that they're professional headphones because they sound like absolute trash. But that's what I'm using right now because I don't have an adapter to hook up the Skull Candy to the mixer. And plus my Skull Candies are a little fucked up. So what we're going to do now is get up here and go over to the cabinet. And that's where everything is plugged into from the mixer, so the RCA cables. So on the mixer, there are two inputs and two outputs. They're color-coded red and white. On the mixer, I can't really explain how they're plugged in. From cord to front, we have the input and output. I don't know what layout they go in, so what I advise you to do is play something, and then in Gold Wave, for the input, when it's set correctly, the output you can just test with any speaker test program or through the sound settings. The input, however, since the microphone is a cardioid microphone, as you can see, I'm moving from left to right, it only captures noise coming into the mic. So... I would advise running Goldwave and then turning your pan knob and seeing, because the output will come out fine, but the input, if the cords are all mixed up, you know, if you turn it to the left, if you messed up the cables, it's going to be on the right side. So you're going to have to play with that a little bit to see what cable is for what. Now, what we're going to do is have a look at the rest of the hardware that doesn't come with the package, like the computer. Now, the UCA222 hooks up to any of your computers that support USB. The microphone is a XLR mic. It's a pretty good one, as you can hear. That's what I'm talking into right now. It's not the best microphone in the world. It's like $20 US. And this is NoFX. The bass and treble, the EQs on the mixer, are set to defaults right now. This isn't a terrible microphone. Obviously, it's not the best in the world. But the nice part about XLR microphones is if you already have the cable, you just buy the mic for decently cheap. And, well, there you go. So I could, literally, if I wanted to, turn up the bass, but that's really going to sound like trash. I mean, that's almost a direct imitation of one of those, like, Shure mics. I don't remember the model of it, but the brand is Shure. This XM8500 is made by Behringer. So, as you can see, since everything's hooked up through the mixer and the audio interface, output and input is going through. Now, if I want stuff to go through, I'm going to press these buttons here. I can't hear myself anymore. I don't know what's up with that. I put the phones down and then the mix up, because if I have the phones up to hear myself, the mix is up as well. I'm not going to be able to hear myself. So I put the phones down. If that's up, I can hear myself, but I won't hear my audio. So I put the phones down. I can't hear myself, but I can hear my very nice audio, which you guys can't hear. And then I can put that down, and you guys can hear that audio. So this is a pretty good setup. One downside to it is it doesn't have any 3.5 mil ports. So if I wanted to hook my iPhone up to even like a mono, it wouldn't work too well, because this thing takes quarter inch plugs, which is, again, very unfortunate. Now, the mixer itself has a tiny bit of weight to it. It will get warm. So what they recommend is put it far away-ish, decent amount of distance away from things that could prevent it from cooling, because there is no power button to this. It's all plugged in. So if you wanted to power it off, you would have to unplug it from the back, which I'd never do anyway because it's always going to be hooked up to my computer. Now, what I wish it comes with is a pop filter, because I actually need that. And another thing, for the price, honestly, there's not enough things. I mean, actually, I'll take that back, there is enough, but they could have added a little bit more for the hefty price tag. Because if you look on Amazon, US dollars, it's like $99, but you can see how much each item is. So what I wish they added was a pop filter for the mic, and different stand options, because there's this, you know, the tripod stand, which works fine, but if I wanted a boom arm and shock mount, that wouldn't work out too well. So, you know, I wish they would have done that, but I'm not going to be, you know, that's just nitpicking. This is overall a very nice setup. I know some people don't like it, from what I've heard on podcasts and everything like that. But I think for starters who really don't care, just who wants, you know, to get a decent setup, this is the one for you. You know, once you want to really get started with the, you know, XLR mic and everything like that. So, it's pretty nice here. The knobs, I can tell you the mixing kit, and if you're blind, like me, it's pretty intimidating at first to set up the RCA cables. So I would advise, you know, taking your time in this just to be sure you get all your channels right the first time. Or you could take the other option, which is get sighted help, which would work pretty well as well if they do it properly. If your audio comes out quiet, what I advise you do, the left set of RCA ports, there's two of them, is the output, I believe. I could be wrong. And that goes to the end of the interface that the cord's not on, so the opposite end of the cord. So you start there, and then just line up the rest. And then, like I said, just play with the cables for both input and output until you get the proper stereo connection. So, you know, if you're playing audio games or so on, it's in stereo, or if you're doing that, it's in proper usable stereo. Because obviously this is a cardioid microphone, and when you turn this gain knob, or sorry, the gain knob, the balance knob for the left and right, it's basically splitting them into those specific channels. So it's piping the signal through to those channels. So it's, you know, it's more precise, if you know what I mean, because you can just turn the knob and do that. But obviously you can't go around in circles, because that just doesn't work. Unlike, you know, a binaural microphone or the Yeti, for example. So another way I could literally set this up, if I wanted to, if I wanted an extra mic that's not, and I'm going to experiment with this later, is you could hook up the Blue Yeti to USB and have that listen to this device through the Behringer mixer, which is, or the USB interface, which would be called USB audio codec. That would work pretty well too. Only problem is I'm not sure how, you know, leakage would be. So that probably won't even be an option. Unless, you know, you ran it through a, you put a quarter inch, 3.5 to quarter inch into the output of the Yeti, and then into the quarter inch jack of the mixer. So that's basically a wrap on my current setup. Again, overall, it's a really nice setup. It's really intimidating to set up at first, but once you get used to it, I think you could really get this done fast. And what you also could do is label them properly. And that would work too, like if you stuck Braille label on it. But I don't like labeling my shit. So it's not the best way to do it, but that is another option if you so choose. Alright guys, thank you for listening to this recording. On the Any Audio site, because this is going to go on both my website and Any Audio. Like and comment, and I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.